Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Samurai Hotel.
A room overlooking the park. Are the rates high for that?
Benjamin's got to go, so I can't play the whole bit. But Sean Belushi starts hacking things up when he gets frustrated, and it's making fun of an archetypal Japanese samurai thing of being explosive and so serious. And you're not supposed to do that. But when white people make fun of Asians, they love it, actually. But the whites think you're not supposed to do it because they want to control you being real, and comedy gets you real. In closing, Owen Benjamin, you got cut off by the break. You wanted to talk about the ADL. Please repeat that and get to the other part.
Oh, yeah. I think people making fun of each other is beautiful. And if I was going to make fun of you, it would definitely be male vitality pills. It would just be like talking about, like, the globalists don't want you to get an erection, but we got male vitality for that patriotic boner. You know, I would do something like that. And you'd laugh.
And I'm willing to go 110% for America.
The globalist Hillary Clinton doesn't want you to get a proper patriotic erection. And your supplements are really good, you know? But it's just like that's how you do it. So anyway, the ADL wants people to hate Jews to keep Jews in line to do the bidding of whatever their masters are. And if you got someone like me that just points out funny stuff about them, they actually feel loved and welcomed because that's how men communicate. And so it's also a way for men to keep testing each other to make sure their egos aren't getting out of control. And so that's why I think comedy is really important for the world. And when I was told that I had to pull back on certain groups, it doesn't help them at all. In fact, it makes them insane. Like, if you don't include people in the joke, then it's almost like when you go down the trans rabbit hole and you really pretend that a 5-year-old's a boy's a girl, like that makes them insane. And so to pretend that, like, Ben Shapiro doesn't have an issue when it comes to dropping bombs, I'm dropping bombs, selling shakes. You know, like, if you don't acknowledge that the dude says the craziest stuff sometimes as he's trying to sell his sheets, it doesn't help the guy. Like, the guy's just now kind of spinning out of control a little bit, like frothing at the mouth, trying to get another war going, you know? So that's why I'm glad that you guys can all enjoy the special. And if you like it and you want to be, if you want to support unauthorized.tv, or you can directly send me a letter or whatever you want to PO Box 490 Sandpoint, Idaho 83864. But, Alex, you're the man, dude. I'm glad you're getting the credit that you deserve because, you were saying some, I hear it all the time. I hear people say Alex Jones was right. Even about the gay freaking frogs, man, you were right.
Well, I want to be 1,000,000,000% clear. I didn't raise the fact that I'm getting all this love to go, oh, look, I'm getting love. I'm a well-known
demon. I'm giving you love, dude.
No, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. I just want the listeners to know.
Deserve it.
They threw their whole demonization campaign against me like they were invading the country. I mean, tens of thousands of articles, thousands of TV programs. I mean, and it backfired because the system is out of gas. It's not that I'm that good, Owen. It's that they're that bad. So the great awakening's here. We love you. Look forward to talking to you again soon. Thank you so much, Owen Benjamin.
You're the man, Alex. Talk soon. Peace.
You're the man. Thank you so much. And I wasn't on about that. I don't tell that story to like, oh, look, I'm popular. We went out a few weeks ago in the armored vehicle. We hadn't done it in like a year with me. And like hundreds of people cheered us and loved us, and one person said, F you. I mean, it's just, that's a gauge of this guy the system's demonized. is love, just like Trump's exploding everywhere. The system has failed. I mean, they should regroup and stop, but they're not. They're like, well, let's start a war with Russia. Let's start a war with China. Let's run over here. Let's bring aircraft carriers and nukes over here. And it's crazy. All right, phone calls on the Mideast crisis straight ahead. Stay with us.
Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price.
In the heart of ancient Rome, General Alex Jones of InfoWars stood at the forefront of a defining battle. The odds being heavily stacked against him, the atmosphere was thick with tension. But in the heat of the clash, as hope seemed to fade, the heavens themselves offered a sign. With InfoWars.com/show, thou shalt conquer. Share the link today.
The info warrior known as Alex Jones. Countless attacks have been witnessed and reported in an effort to bring him down. Alex Jones has been sighted on the battlefield fighting against the forces of evil.
We're not going to go down and just shut our mouths and put up with this. We know where the bodies are buried, folks, and one way or another, we're going to stay on air.
Receiving reports that Alex Jones has broken through the front lines and is now heading toward the broadcast studio. All efforts to silence him have failed. Emerging victorious against the New World Order, here's your host, Alex Jones. Find the InfoWars transmission at InfoWars.com/show. If you're receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Fun little AI produced pieces by Chase Kaiser. Okay. As much victory as we're having, let's be honest, we're getting our asses kicked at the same time because the government at the top is seized by the globalists and they are still weaponizing the Justice Department against the people. And their crimes are just really hard to believe. They're so huge. Look at these headlines. 22 years in prison is not long enough for thought crimes. DOJ appeals to give the Proud Boys even longer sentences. Here's another one. Breaking: Twitter user Douglas Mackey, who made a joke about Hillary Clinton, to get 7 months in prison after being found guilty of election interference for making memes disparaging Hillary Clinton. Here's another one. Just in: Trump lawyers filed notice of appeal of judge communist unconstitutional gag order in D.C. But Owen Benjamin talked about this when he first came on, and this is something I meant to cover at the start of the show, but Putin threatening to nuke the aircraft carriers kind of distracted me. I think you can understand why. Oil surges after Iran calls for oil embargo against Israel. Financial crisis nearly unavoidable without AI regulation. They don't want you to have AI. They're going to have AI, says the SEC leader. Global debt at record levels as free lunch is over. Yes, it's definitely over. And then we have Bill Gates, who with the UN and the Chi-Coms, literally it's China that developed it. Bill Gates is behind it with this UN WEF consortium with the global digital ID for the carbon tax, for the social credit score, for the universal basic income, for the vaccine passport. Big article by Ken McCon, Reclaim the Net at InfoWars.com. The Gates Foundation pushes for digital ID systems despite criticism. You know, this guy used to just give you computer systems that didn't work and surveilled you. Now he wants to be your doctor and control your bank account. So that's some of the news we've got on that front. All right, here's what we're going to do. And sometimes I'd say, hey, I just want calls from Australia, or I just want calls from Germany, or I just want calls from the UK if there's some big story. And if it's a small country, you know, we might get two or three calls. Sometimes if it's the UK, we have huge listeners, we can load the phone system. But please don't call at first if you're a regular listener in other parts of the world. This is a chance for people in Gaza, in the West Bank, in Lebanon, in Israel, to call in and give us your take on the clear Israeli stand down, the false report that Israel blew up the hospital. It's confirmed it hit the parking lot, whatever hit it. It looks like it was missiles launched by Hamas. But you can disagree with me. All I want is a clean phone line. You can call in to millions of listeners and give us your take, your view, unfiltered, uncontrolled, right now. So here's the toll-free number, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. Dial your country code, and if toll-free numbers don't work with the country code, and they don't in some phone systems around the world, you can dial the country code at 512-646-1776, 512-646-1776. So I want to just give people a chance that are in that incredibly dangerous war zone to unfilter. You're an Israeli. Want to give your stance. Want to agree. Want to disagree. Want to call me out. You're in Hamas or you're a Palestinian. You want to call me out or agree with me, whatever. If you're in Iran, I know that's beginning in Central Asia, but if you're in this, we want to leave the phones open for you. We'll probably get three calls from the Middle East, I would guess. And then that's it. Whoever comes in, we'll get to you, and then it's open for everybody else. As soon as that happens, and as soon as we find out how many callers we'll get, we'll open it up for everybody else. 877-789-2539, and we'll take your calls coming up. And I see the phone line's loaded. Again, don't call if you're not in the Middle East. I want to give those folks a chance. I know you want to hear from them. I want to hear from them. That is coming up here in a few minutes. Man, I got a lot of other news here. I could easily talk for 5 hours of what I've got here in front of me, but let's talk about this right now. Let's shift gears. Do you guys, maybe I missed on the list, do we have this Jordan Peterson DMT clip? I want to talk about that. I want to play that. And again, I even forgot to tell the crew today. I gave them the clip. I forgot to give them the clip of one of my earlier visits with Joe Rogan. I think it was 5 years ago on the Joe Rogan Experience. Just to get us past all this war and the comedy and the tragedy and just all the temporal things. But the interdimensional systems that the mathematics show are there. I was on with Joe Rogan before it was declassified about a year later. And I said, the Department of Defense didn't just test DMT and LSD and everything on the troops or the general public. They've had, since the 70s, a secret project intravenously keeping people under for up to 10 hours, is what I was told, by people that ran the project in San Francisco and London, with people on intravenous drip, keeping them on a DMT, pure DMT high. Because if you take ayahuasca, it metabolizes in the gut, so you're basically passed out or out of your mind for 10 hours. You take DMT pure from the toad or whatever and smoke it, then you are down for about 5-10 minutes. But it doesn't matter whether it's a Buddhist or a Muslim or a Christian or a Hindu or an atheist, when you take the DMT, you see space aliens. You see other dimensions. They give you advanced knowledge. They tell you things that are going to happen in the future. Because that's all real, folks. That's all around us. Our sight is a tiny spectrum of the light bandwidth. We're basically like blind. Because we couldn't operate. We're seeing everything else going on around us. But our third eye can see it, the pineal gland. When we sleep, we don't just war game what's happening in our lives. Some of the dreams are interdimensional or astral projection, whatever you want to call it. The spirit world is more real than the third dimension. The third dimension is a basis or a launch pad, a foundation for everything else going on. And I talked about that a lot on that show. He was on a few months later. Elon Musk came on, basically repeated word for word what I'd said. And so when you realize that it's a much bigger, larger thing than what we can consciously or temporarily see, it frees you from the bondage of believing that you're going to die and go away, but that you are an eternal spirit. So, this is a live show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Cage tied up with these little goblin demons all around you and a giant praying mantis just break your will. And I'm not scared of stuff, but I'm scared of it. And I've had a lot of famous people try to get me to take DMT. I've had, you know, the biggest rock stars try to get me on a private jet to go to Reykjavik to take it. Whatever reason they want me to take it, I'm like, well, I better not take it. Yeah, so here I am talking about it. Oh, you have a 2-minute clip. Okay, so we'll have time, and we'll probably get to that then. So here I am telling you about a classified operation. Instead of astronauts going to the moon or to outer space, they take this so that it's not just a 5-minute trip and your brain metabolizes it. It's in your veins, pure. And they come back and they map it. And after, even if you go along with them, they finally tell you, we want to kill everybody. But you're going to be a godsend. And so join us and we'll let you live. We have a battle plan to merge with silicon. We don't like carbon. Join us. You'll live forever. You have to make a choice. We have our own universe. There's this other universe that's built by this bad thing that wants to enslave you. Join us. So you literally meet with aliens, demons. Yeah, just like that. And if you're a Christian, born again, and you've ever felt the Holy Spirit, you take DMT, you are instantly transported to a slave ship. I talked to a very well-known talk show host who was Christian but wasn't real sure it was real. He went to Costa Rica about 7 years ago, and 40-something people at a ley line religious site there, because it's where they've done sacrifices in the past, so it becomes a dimensional gate. They all took ayahuasca, and every member of it saw the aliens come out of the forest with them. They all saw it at the same time. So it wasn't like they were individually seeing it. They were all having a group event. And one guy got literally attacked by the demons and was like schizophrenic after that. They saw them climbing all over him. They were like, whoa. I mean, folks, that's why the Aztecs were doing stuff and all of them. They were taking this and interfacing with these creatures. It's all real. Your spirit's eternal. You're an energetic manifestation, third dimension. Imagine, I mean, the third dimensional you is like this tether. The real you is just fabulous. And so imagine you're like the beauty queen. Everybody thinks really hot girls have this great time. Or really good-looking guys. They don't. Sure, a lot of people like them, want to be with them, but a lot of people hate them because they're so beautiful. And the globalists and their demon controllers hate you because you're made in the image of God. And if you can see your spiritual self, it's spectacular. I've seen it. I've seen my spiritual body. It's just like, what the hell is that? That's unbelievable. And I'm like a nothing compared to, you know, to the angels and God above that. But that's the hierarchy of this. And if you realize how powerful you are and the intrinsic jealousy of creatures and entities and all these worlds and all these systems and all this energy that shows Satan, it fundamentally hates you. But you've had your memory wiped and don't know who you are. And so that's the test. And so that's a fair test. You're not told who you are up front in this boot camp. But then God has a little cheat sheet and will let you know once you've gone through certain tests. So that's what this is. And there are no atheists in the New World Order. There are no the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers. Folks, they worship the devil. It came out when they leaked the documents in the 70s, the Frank Church Committee, that at Skull and Bones, they spend weeks in coffins being defecated on and being urinated on. And it's even in the Good Shepherd movie that with Matt Damon that was produced by Robert De Niro. That's in the movie. That's actually in the congressional reports, trying to get an entity to take them over as an avatar. All right, nobody called for the Middle East. That's fine. The phones are completely open, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. Now, open discussion about it, what you think's going on, what's happening, 877-789-2539. The phones are now completely open for everybody on that topic. Okay, so getting back to what I was saying. Here is Jordan Peterson, so now people are going to listen, talking about it.
And then there's this guy named Rick Strassman down at, I think he was at the University of Texas, and he did experimentation with DMT. And DMT, dimethyltryptamine, if I remember correctly, is the active ingredient in ayahuasca. And you produce it in your brain, and it's in plants. It's like a very common chemical. But DMT is a weird hallucinogen because it has an extraordinarily short mechanism of action. It's like, and people who take it report that they're blasted out of their body, like out of a cannon, and then they go out somewhere and encounter beings of various sorts, and then 10 minutes later they're back. And virtually everyone reports that, which is really strange. And so Strassman was giving people DMT intravenously so that the trip would last longer. This was all you know, NIH-funded experimentation, all cleared with the relevant ethics boards, all conducted within the last 10 years. And he basically quit doing it because he was a pretty straight scientist. You know, he was measuring heart rate and pulse and all that sort of thing, trying to look at the physiology. And then the people he was giving these chemicals to kept coming back and telling him these crazy stories. And, it was too much for him, you know, and no wonder, you know, because they all said the same thing. And he'd say, well, that was a dream. And they'd say, no, and it was the most real thing that ever happened to me. And he'd say, well, you know, it's an archetypal experience. And they'd say, no, that was no archetypal experience. I went somewhere else and I saw things and I'm back. And like, I don't care what you think. And like, who the hell knows, right? Because it's all subjective. But the weird thing about it is that everyone's reporting the same thing. How the hell do you account for that?
Yeah, so it turns out that's Peterson years ago. The point is, this is all real. This is happening. So we didn't get any calls from Israel or wherever. We normally do. For whatever reason, they're not calling in. Gaza Strip, I guess, has their power turned off most places. So we're going to take your calls in general on the conflict and your view of where it's going and what should be done. 877-789-2539. I see the phones are loaded. We will go right to your calls when we start the next segment. But I do have a little clip of myself talking about this, I guess it's about 6 years ago, on Joe Rogan. So we'll play that short clip out of the break. But your calls. The point is, this is a giant industrial operation by the government. You read the Bible, they say the wizards, the sorcerers, the pharmakias, that's what pharmakia means, are taking the drugs to interface with these things. And it's very real. And they're influencing what's happening on Earth. So the aliens, demons, it's interchangeable. In my view, it's the same thing. And I already have a connection to God. I already have discernment. My brain is already pointed where it is. A lot of folks that are good people want me to take DMT. And I'm not taking it because I'm like, I already have these dreams every night. And I know the people that aren't Christians, real Christians, they don't have the bad events. Over the decades, talking to Christians that take it, it's horrible. Because they know they're not going to fool you. They know you're not going to get you. And you beam into hell. Because, you know, hell's the only thing that's going to rape your consciousness when you open the gate. Imagine, you're just opening the door. So you're in the universe. You're protected by God. You take a drug that blows that away. And now you're in a cage with a 100-foot praying mantis. That's the main thing that attacks. And it's got scurrying aliens, the movie Alien, all around it. And Geiger, who was a Satanist, said he had visions on drugs of those. So, does not sound fun to me, but that's the reality of this. All right, we'll be right back. Infowars.com, band.video, stay with us.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next Great Renaissance. This is my second book, Part 2 of the Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send it to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support, but this is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
They don't even know what they're being given is intravenous.
So
to get even deeper, they turn your heart off for 5 minutes, and they pump oxygen into your blood. And you're in the meetings. I talk to people that are involved, I mean, top scientists, and you're in the meetings with freaking aliens. Elves is the main group.
But so by shutting your heart off, it makes you have that psychedelic experience by keeping blood in your oxygen, it keeps you alive?
Well, let's explain.
Okay.
The heart goes out. The right. Body thinks it's dead.
Right.
So you can stay in longer. I don't know all the science behind it.
I understand.
But let's explain this. When you take DMT or ayahuasca 200 times, like most are astronauts and test pilots are flying planes. Those are robots now. It's all mind war. So these dudes are like, it stops working once you've taken it hundreds of times. So then they start taking their most psychic people who are able to do this, and they turn their heart off.
Hmm.
And then they put them into these events, and it's like the things the aliens tell them, they come out and they get killed for this stuff, Joe. This is not, the only thing they want me off here. Because when I finally figured this out, because I never touched aliens, I kind of knew the whole thing already. Here's what I'm telling you about. When I was a kid, 8, 9, whatever it was, This lady would come over that had known my parents since UT and was involved, and she'd talk about, yeah, we call it the Psychedelic Research Institute or whatever the name was, but it's really a CIA deal, and, you know, we just can't find people that can handle it. They're going in, the elves want this, and the elves want us to basically reduce population and agree to these certain plans, and it's all a dehumanization. And they call them the elves. It's clockwork elves. And they're like, yeah, and my parents are like 7 or 8 years old. Like, they don't think you're listening, talking about, well, this is what the elves want, this is what they're going to do. And the thing is, it's not my parents aren't that special. You go out to San Francisco. It's all there is, dude. It's a cult, man. You know, all these guys you know from San
It's a UFO cult, folks. We're interfacing with demons. And we're building what the demons want. And you see how anti-human, cut down the trees, cut your children's genitals off. This is happening. All right, shifting gears back into the war in Israel. Unfiltered, uncensored, Amy, Ivan, Taylor, Anonymous, JR, Ben, Jim, Walter, Carlos. We're going to get to all of you. And then I'll hand the baton to the next guest host, Kate Daly, taking over. But we're going to get to every person here to get your unfiltered, unvarnished opinion of what's happening. Taylor in California, go ahead. Thanks for calling.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? I really want you to be on the right side of history, man. And, you know, I love what you do over there. And I feel like something that's really growing that people are becoming aware of, that America is actually the real old world and that Israel is really in America. Like, Utah is really the real UW. And a lot of history is really fraudulent through, you know, Scaliger and the Renaissance. So I feel like if people look into, like, hashtag Meltology or UBTV, you know, America is Egypt on YouTube and stuff, they can see, like, this is being perpetrated by the O-negative bloodline, which most of the Oriental so-called Jews are. Like Gregory said, you know, they're mostly Khazars. And I feel like they're the, you know, the O-negatives are more like an infinite spirit. They're not an eternal soul. They're like you were just saying, they're like in this third dimension. They want to keep souls focused on this. Whereas, like, people that are not, you know, that fallen spirit, they're actually souls. They're, you know, it's a difference between an angel and a soul. Some bodies are human-like, but they're not souls. They're spirits. They're programs. And that's the Rh-negative bloodline that you talk about, the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas through Prince Charles or King Charles now, that, you know, they're all Scythians. They're not really Germans or British or any of that. They're really an injected bloodline, like a manufactured bloodline that was like kind of like an open cracked foam so angels could come through and operate in this world. And they want us to focus on the third dimension. Like you said, it's a small, very small portion of the light spectrum that we live in. And like the infinite beings, mostly being these Rh negatives, they're just trapped in an infinite loop, and they want us to stay in that infinite loop. Like any parasite is in an infinite loop, you know, goes from a worm to a snail to a bird, back in, from the bird getting pooped down onto the ground, back into a snail, you know, the whole loop, keeping us in a loop cycle. And I feel like history is being locked in an infinite loop. And the real history at this point is not what they say it is. It's not that far back. You know, the Israel conflict was really the late 1880s when it started with the Russian Jews, or rather Ukrainian, the Scythians, that assumed that, like Gregory said, you know, the Khazars. And so really history from the Renaissance on, or what they're saying, the Renaissance, the medieval period, it all has to be questioned. And I really feel like we're in the year 1023, not the year 2023.
Very interesting. Very thought-provoking. Thanks for the call. Anonymous in FEMA Region 5, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Alex. I wanted to talk about the clockwork elves, the DMT machine elves. But first I wanted to say I'm a Jewish listener, and I think you do a really good job with the coverage. Even though we might have some disagreements on who the globalists are, like I always say, it's the Jesuits and the Vatican. And just to refute the previous caller, the Merovingian bloodline is a French bloodline. They're not Jews. And that's where Count Dracula comes from, as you say, the Saxe-Coburg-Gotha and the Merovingians. And then there's also the papal black nobility, the bloodlines of the popes and the emperors. And these are not Jews. And the Khazar hoax was actually spread by British intelligence agent Arthur Kessler with his filthy book, The 13th Tribe, which is all lies.
Well, I'm about to say the Khazar thing from my research has not been proven. There were certainly some people in that area that converted to Judaism, but to I just call it like I see it. I mean, I think Israel had a stand down, but also Israel didn't blow up the hospital. I think you disagree with that. I just look at it like I see it.
Oh, no, I agree. It was an inside job, just like 9/11. And, yeah, just like you said, there's no evidence of the Khazar hoax being correct. Like, the DNA evidence all proves Jews are same DNA. Ashkenazi Jews, we have the same DNA as other Jews. It's in the Y chromosome. The hoax is the maternal lineage. But if you check the paternal lineage, the Y chromosome DNA from father to son, Abraham to Isaac to Jacob, the 12 sons of Jacob, it's a paternal lineage throughout the Bible. I don't know what the Talmud is talking about when it emphasizing the mother so much. So that's another hoax, I believe. But DMT.
DMT.
I actually have an experience. I've taken DMT one time, and I shapeshifted a little bit. It was really weird. I wasn't captured or anything. But it's just interesting with the Japanese history of the ninja. They would take DMT and, I guess, master it. Like, they made an anime show about Jiraiya Sensei, the toad sage, in Naruto, that famous animation show. So it's all about DMT, a lot of it, with the toads, because they secrete this DMT chemical in their venom, I guess.
Yeah, that toad is in New Mexico and South Texas.
Yeah, it's like a different type of DMT. That's natural.
It's like DMT-3. It's like super strong. Thanks for the call. JR in New York. JR, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex? Thanks for taking my call. Just wanted to say the answer is in astral projection, meditation, and prayer. And then all the secrets of the universe can be discovered on your own. That's why the CIA wants people to depend on DMT experiences, because the truth is we are the spacecraft and the time machine. We just have to awaken our consciousness, eliminate our ego, and live life.
Well, you know, I was told this by Dr. Nick Begich, but it's later been declassified. The government did all these DMT tests and stuff. They got scared and shut it down.
Well, because if the public becomes aware of our true power, which is if we do this in unison, we can literally change the world and defeat Satan on the battlefield of the mind, because this is a spiritual war before
anything else.
No, I
agree, but you've got to know there's a spiritual war to win.
Correct, and that's why information is key, and that's why what I've been calling it a thing is that it's always been an info war since the beginning with the Council of Nicaea, when they scrapped the Bible and made people believe in the Bible in a literal interpretation instead of the allegorical, which is what is spoken of in Paul, where he says that all these things are an allegory when he's speaking about Abraham. But what I wanted to say about this whole war front is obviously these are the same sides playing each other off to eliminate the population.
Exactly. They're all getting money, whether it's the Iranians or NATO or the U.S. or Israel or Hamas. It's all at the top being run by the same puppet masters.
And David Icke, in his books, lays it out. He calls them the crypto Jews because they're not Jews. They lie. They say that they're Jews, and they're not, just like what Mr. Reese said in his latest report, which is...
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline
airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I wanted to talk about big picture of what I see going on, which is a little different than you. So if you think back, everything escalated and began accelerating when the Patriot Act was passed.
Yes.
All of this is not a CIA operation, sir. It's a Homeland Security operation. The people running this stuff is Green Beret people, except instead of doing it abroad, they're doing it here. Going further, Kennedy, whether he knows, I mean, I don't think he knows it, but Kennedy is controlled opposition. They did what they did to him purposefully because all of these playbooks are coming from Europe. In Europe, traditionally, what they do is they split the left party so that the reasonable people, the Democrat Reagan voters that might go Trump, don't go Trump, they go Kennedy. That's how you get Biden reelected. But even beyond that, I don't believe that they will ever allow Trump to be president.
Well, that's right. The new polls show Kennedy third party beats Trump.
Yes, sir. And to bring how Israel kind of fits into this a little bit, Bibi is the OG Trump. The first Trump derangement syndrome is Bibi. Leftists and leftist Jews hate Bibi with a psychotic reaction.
No, they do. You all know her already came out against him. So what's really happening there?
Well, the reason is because he has been able to unite the right in Israel. So he finally got all the fringe groups to come along with him, telling him that, telling them they can't get everything, but he'll give them some of the stuff. That's why their reaction is so bad. The same thing with the reaction here against Trump. So we need to be looking for opportunities for action, but be mindful of traps. What's happening right now, what Matt Gaetz is doing, is fantastic. Just kill even Jordan. Don't allow him to be speaker. Kill it,
Let the government go bankrupt, or let Republicans show their face and vote a Democrat in. Because we either need to look like Maui. Maui was an opportunity for us to try and kind of blow this up in the same way the left kind of organizes quickly and does something. We should have been able, but we weren't. So we either got to find ways, again, to take action organically. The next time there's a Ruby Ridge, let's get 1 million people over there.
But no, I hear you. Just like the Muslims hit the streets, we should. You're a great caller, but I got to move forward. Thank you. Walter in California. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello. How you doing, sir? Thank you so much for taking my call. So back in mid-August, I took a trip to Austin, Texas, to see what the buzz was all about. Had a great time. I recollect an experience where I had ordered an Uber to head to downtown Austin. The individual who picked me up, he made his presence known in my dream later on that night. One of the differences was that as soon as he appeared in my dream, his eyes went completely black. And I've not had any experiences with DMT, but I have had experiences with psilocybin mushrooms. Almost 6 years ago, I had a dosage of about 3.5 grams out in Northern California. I've since have done a little bit of research on, you know, what psychedelic experiences do to people. And one of the things that I found interesting was Dr. Jordan Peterson's conversation with a professor, I forget which one, detailing how when there's an interface between demons, that what's occurring is a psychological initiation. It's a cultural ritual. I don't know how much truth there is in that, but I was wondering what your take would be on that perspective.
Well, definitely, they want to interface with you and control your consciousness. I mean, it's other entities in the universe, and it's there. And it's not just squirrels running around your yard and birds in the air and trees and grass and whales in the ocean. There's all this other interdimensional life that's there. And we're these ethereal, eternal creatures, and we need to wake up and realize that and protect ourselves.
Now, I know that from my studies that the prophet Elijah was known for bringing into the biblical scripture the idea that the still small voice inside is where God can be talked with and can be conversed with and connected with.
Conscience.
Which is the difference between God being an exterior force. Now, from what I'm seeing is that there are always events that are triggered that will cause us to be stricken into a sense of fear so that we can believe that what is occurring is something that is beyond our comprehension, that only a few individuals can comprehend what is occurring. And so it seems to want to place us in this state of suggestibility so that we give up our free will.
Absolutely. Unconscious. And the reason I was able to get to you is I jumped the next person. I got to move. Thank you. Carlos in Houston, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, Alex, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. There is, I wanted to talk about the new Equalizer movie with Denzel Washington. You know, I know we probably shouldn't be following mainstream and stuff like that, but it did have some suggestive programming, making the CIA look like a bunch of, you know, badasses. And they actually had a terror cell that was being funded with cryptocurrencies and all this stuff and how they were able to find a terror cell. But they're putting out the predictive programming that they're attacking other countries when in reality the attacks are going to be here soon and very soon. I don't know if you remember the Sean Hannity episode where he was talking about the Muslim encampment north of Jasper, Texas, over here in East Texas somewhere.
Yes.
You only saw that report once. That camp went undisturbed. It's still there. I'm working in Beaumont right now, and the amount of Arab looking people in this area is immense.
I mean, look at all the Islamic protests all over the country, all over Texas. We are completely overrun, and I agree. It's not like Red Dawn were attacked by Cuba. The globalists are bringing in their sleeper army, there's no doubt.
And they're here. One of the biggest churches, the biggest mosque that I've seen is also in the middle of Port Arthur and Beaumont. Now, I'm not saying anybody to go do anything.
No, but the point is that Islam takes over any country it's in, and our government that claims it's opposing this is bringing it in while saying the American people are the main threat. I appreciate your call. All right, I'm going to do five more minutes before Kate Daly takes over. I'm going to talk to Ivan and Amy when we come back. But I got a plug right now or we won't be on air. Plus, these are great products you need. You've heard the callers talk about DNA Force Plus. You've heard them talk about Real Red Pill Plus. You've heard them talk about Brain Force Plus, Incredible Nootropic. It's 60% off. That sale has got to end imminently. We're selling out of Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's still discounted as well. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. Infowarsstore.com. Also, back in stock, we got a very limited supply of HGH Max Boost, 1776 Testosterone Boost, and, of course, Pain MD. Those are all names I came up with from a top company that are patriots, that have number one bestsellers, that let us private label them. These are already certified, super high quality bestsellers with amazing results in health and vitality and energy and everything. We have a very limited supply of all these. That keeps the broadcast on air, but you need to experience HGH Max Boost, 7076 Testosterone Boost, and Pain MD at InfoWarsStore.com. So InfoWars Platinum is back in stock, limited supply, but out for 6 months. We have this Trifecta sale that we've expanded up to 60% off. It's got to end imminently. We have the new book out that's 200 pages longer than the last one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalist, and launch the Second Great Renaissance. It is available, signed as a fundraiser or unsigned, at InfoWarsStore.com or get it to Amazon to send it up to number one. But it starts shipping Friday, less than 2 days. Basically, the book's out. It's not pre-order now, in my view. Friday will officially not be pre-order. It starts shipping for your pre-orders Friday. Get The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 or Amazon.com. The book's available there. Everything else is available at InfoWarsStore.com. We got books. We got films. We have limited run T-shirts. The Trump mugshot shirt, it's going to sell out. That's it. It's like the Alex Jones for President shirt. Limited edition. Not available anymore. Those are available, and that's how we stay on air. I cannot express to you enough how much we're in the fight together, and without you, we can't do it. But whatever you do, share the article. Share the videos. Take clips out of the show that you think are most important. Post them to your social media. It's changing the world. You are the resistance. You are the answer. So keep it up, and I salute you. And I thank you for what you're doing. And I thank the crew, and I thank our affiliates, and I thank our sponsors. All right, we're going to start hour number four. Always incredible guest host, Kate Daly, who fills in and does a great job every Wednesday in the fourth hour. She's coming up. And then Owen Schroyer, getting ready to report to prison here in about a week. He's hosting the show 3 p.m. Central.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.